Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, August 13th. The United States House of Representatives has voted to pass the Inflation Reduction Act, and then it will go on to President Biden's desk, where it is expected to be signed into law into the coming days. For EV fans, this means that the current version of the bill remains, with the actually confusing implementation of the new EV tax credit. The new credit actually focuses mostly on onshoring EV manufacturing and diversifying supply chains to countries that the U.S. has free trade agreements with. Currently, a large chunk of EV supply chains are concentrated in China, in which the U.S. does not have a free trade agreement. Either way, the new version of this tax credit will open up more electric cars to get more credits than the one that was previously enacted. Tesla has decided to stop taking orders in the U.S. and Canada for the Model 3 Long Range, one of the more popular models. There's currently a rush to order electric vehicles as the technology becomes more mainstream, and in the short term, it grows in popularity due to the gas prices, and come to think of it, also the EV incentives expected to become law any minute. Now, according to Tesla's online configurator, the Model 3 Long Range is now grayed out and cannot be selected to order. Tesla added a note that says that it will be available in 2023. Tesla has also removed the pricing for the vehicle, but we happen to know that before it was taken down, it was $57,990. It's likely that that price will change when the vehicle is updated, when it's available. Tesla's autopilot and full self-driving programs are facing mounting pressure from many fronts as regulators and politicians are now getting involved. Last year, the NHTSA announced that it was launching an investigation into Tesla's autopilot after identifying 11 crashes with first responder vehicles. Now, after a few months without news on that front, U.S. Senator Gary Peters and Representative Jan Schakowsky, both Democrats who chair subcommittees overseeing auto safety, have decided to send a letter to the NHTSA to pressure them on the investigation. Simultaneously, former presidential candidate Ralph Nader released a public letter calling for the NHTSA to remove full self-driving beta from Tesla vehicles. Now, coincidentally or not, those efforts to pressure regulators to shut down Tesla's autopilot and full self-driving beta comes after Dan O'Dowd released a shoddy advertisement attacking the program. After months of rumors that Tesla is going to use BYD Blade batteries at Gigafactory Shanghai, there's at least one report that suggests Tesla is actually going to use them for new batteries in Gigafactory Berlin. Earlier this year, BYD confirmed that they are about to start supplying Tesla with battery cells, and many of them thought it would be the new blade-shaped battery in a very thin pouch. Now, a new report coming from Chinese state-run media Sina says that these cells are actually going to be in Gigafactory Berlin, and that the first vehicles could roll off the factory within a month. Now, at the moment, there is no confirmation from either Tesla or BYD, and there's a chance that this report simply could be mistaken. But either way, we will be watching closely to confirm or deny with more evidence. Electric pickup truck maker Rivian has released their highly anticipated second quarter earnings yesterday, confirming $1.7 billion in loss. A challenging business environment in the second quarter is forcing Rivian to cut its financial earnings outlook for the year. They say that they expect a wider loss of $5.4 billion in the total of the year. Although profitability is a major concern for Rivian, the company is progressing in the right direction, still holding large demand. Rivian remains confident in their prior guidance of 25,000 EVs produced in this year, and in the first quarter getting 2,553 out the door, and in the second quarter 4,401. Altogether, Rivian posted higher than expected revenue of $364 million in the second quarter and ended with $15.4 billion in cash and equivalents. With this in mind, the EV maker is upbeat about their financial situation and ability to launch the Rivian R2 in 2025 at their new Georgia factory. A patent filed by Rivian last month reveals plans for a feature similar to Tank Turn, but this one's called Front Dig Mode. It appears to offer a very tight turn radius to match the upcoming competitors with four-wheel steering. Back in 2019, when Rivian was still quite new, they made a pretty cool video teasing a Tank Turn, which was a shiny new R1T pickup, spinning in place and then driving off. In the new patent, the drawings of the vehicle utilizes its own torque to power different wheels and efficiently turn the EV in a very different method. The entire front is propelled forward as the rear outside wheel, in the direction of the turn, is actually going backwards. The rear inside wheel creates resistance by spinning this way and thus pushing the EV in a very tight circular motion. According to the diagram, it appears that the vehicle may rotate in place, pivoting on the back wheel. As with many patents, Rivian may simply want to get the front dig mode protected. It may not really have any implementation or intention to put it in vehicles. CATL, the world's largest battery manufacturer, has announced a plan to build a giant new plant in Hungary. They're going to supply vehicle makers like Mercedes-Benz and BMW. CAT announced that they will, quote, invest 7.34 billion euros to build 100 gigawatt-hour battery plant in Debrecen in east of Hungary, which is also its second battery plant in Europe following its German plant. Subject to the shareholder meeting approval, construction of the first production facilities will start within this year. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.